We are learning Mesechtas Pesachim, Daf Nun Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the top. In the Pasuk it said, our Mishnah talked about going out of Yerushalayim with a piece of meat, and you have to bring it back to burn it. Therefore, the sugya will bring in Pesukim that have Shaychas Yerushalayim eventually. But first we start off with a Pasuk earlier in Zechariah. The Pasuk says, V'hoya b'yemahu, lo ye'ar, yekaros v'kifayim. In that day, there won't be a bright light, there'll be a little dim light. And the Gemara darshens it to go on Yemois HaMashiach. Maya Karis Bekefayin, what does that mean? Om Rav Elazo. Ze Or Shiyoka Bailam Azeh, that's the light that's very strong in this world. And in the next world, that will be nothing. With Kofi Lailam Abba. And Lailam Abba, that light that we know as strong in this world, in the Lailam Abba, that will be considered a weak light. Like Lashon Kofi is Lashon like that floating. That'll be a weak light. That's Rav Elazo's Pshat in the Pasuk. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Eilu Negoam Va'olois, that's the Mesechtas Negoam Va'olois, Yekaram Vahim Elazah. In this world, it's very hard for us to learn Negoam and Olois. We have a hard time learning it. But Le'ilma Abba will be much easier. Ve'kafuim Hei Le'ilma Abba. Le'ilma Abba will see how easy really the Mesechtas are. Rabbi Shumar Levi Amar, Eilu B'nei Adam, Yekaram Hei Le'ilmazah. This is referring to people in this world where they look like they're very chashiv and people respect them. But Le'ilma Abba, they won't be so respectable. Kvuim hei lo ma'abah. But ma'abah, they'll be lightweights. Lo ma'abah. They're not going to be considered so chosh lo ma'abah. Like the famous story, Kehadar Rav Yosef, Bereder of Shua Malevi. Rav Yosef, the son of Shua Malevi, Cholash, he got sick, Visnigit, and he like died. He had like an out-of-body experience. His Hashem left his body for a certain amount of time. Kehadar, when he came back, Amalei, Avuah, so his father asked him, my chazes, what do you see? Amalei, Olam hafuch reisi. I saw a world that was upside down. El Yoinim Lamata, the people in this world who are Choshev, in that world they're lower down. Tachtayim Lamala. And the people in this world who are low, they're higher there. That's what he said. Amalei Bini Oilam Baris. He didn't see an upside down world. He saw the real thing. That's the real world. That people in this world looked at the Choshev, but they're not really Tavim Ta Hashem. In the next world, they're going to be much lower. And the opposite is true also, that people in this world look like they're schleppers, but if they're doing the Ratzon Hashem, in the next world, they're going to be Elyonim. So he asked, Vanan Hechi Hasam. So Rav Shimon Levi asked, that us, the Tamid Chum, how are we up there? So then he answered him, no, Kehechi Da Iu Anan, the Isu Anan Hacha, Hachi Asin Hasam. The same way, you here in this world, the Tamil Chacham are very chashev. In the next world, also they are chashev. V'shamati shayo imrim ashrei mi sheba lekan v'tamud v'yaday. I heard them saying that praiseworthy is a person who comes to the next world with the tamud v'yaday. He remembers his learning. V'shamati another thing shayo imrim haruge malchus and odm yachol lami v'chitzes asam. The haruge malchus, the people who were killed by the malchus, no one can be in their mechitzah. They're so chashev. What? The Gemara is going to ask them entirely. Mind you, Ilem Rabbi Kiva v'Chaverov. If it's Rabbi Kiva v'Chaverov, which is the Sori Ruge Malchus, Meshuma Ruge Malchus. That is why the Chashev, because the Ruge Malchus Suloi, they were Gedoy Le'olam. Those Tanoim, the Rabbi Kiva was Gedoy Le'olam. We don't need the Ruge Malchus to make them. Yeah, but even yeah. So the Torah says they were so big. They also Yechlam said they were Tanoim. We can't imagine how big they were. So Gemara says doesn't mean then Ella Haruge Lud. It means that the Haruge Lud is a story that where there was it's more on Tainus that there was a gzeira on the whole Klal Yisrael because the Bas Melech was killed and they didn't know who it was. So they made a gzeira and they killed the whole area. Everyone's gonna be killed. And two brothers came and they said that it was us who did it and they took responsibility and they got killed and with that they saved the rest of the people. So that was a special schus for them that they saved the whole city. That was a special schus and no one could be in that mechitza. So the apostle goes further in Zechariah and this is why he came into our Gemara. It says, V'yemahu yiyeh al metzilas hasus kodesh Hashem. And that day, la'asad lavoi, on the place where the sus runs, pashtus, it means that's be kodesh l'Hashem. What does that mean? Ma metzilas hasus. Or Meshum Alevi, also the Kodesh Baruch Hu hoitzav Yishlayim, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be moisiv, make Yishlayim bigger. How far? Acha sus rots umatzel. As long as the sus is running from the morning and is still giving off shade, that's how much area Yishlayim will be added on. Now what it means is that until Chatzos, the sun is not straight on top of the people, on top of the area, so it's on an angle, and therefore the horse gives shade. So as long as the horse is running and is giving shade, that's how long, let's say the horse could run 10 miles in that amount of time, so the Rishlayim will be added on by 10 miles. That's what it means. Al matzila is asos kaidash Hashem, the running of asos kaidash Hashem. That's one shot. Rabbi Lazar Aimer, a different shot. Kol matzila is telling asos bin eno avi kaidash Hashem. The people are going to donate all the like jewelry that are hung from the head of the horse. All those stuff will be, they will be menadev, they will donate to the Beis HaMikdash, to Tzarech Beis HaMikdash. That's the second shot. And the third shot is, Rav Yechon Amar Kol Biza Shabayzim Yisrael Ad Shosh Asus Rots Matzal Yikarish Hashem. All the booty they collect through the first half a day, like that's how long it takes for a horse to run, and he's still matzal, all that biza they're going to donate to the Beis HaMikdash. So three pshat and mitzilas. It means adding on to Yerushalayim, or it means the stuff that were hung from the sus's head they give to donate to the cause, or it means all the biza, all the booty that they get from the goyim, they're going to give to the Beis HaMikdash. Those are three things. So I have a question on this, that's why we have to remember these three pshat. So Gemara Bishlam Amar the Amar called Biza Shabaz Yisrael. Bishlam the Amar the Amar who says that pasuk means all the biza that Yisrael collects, they're going to give it to the Beis HaMikdash. Heinrich Siv, that's why it says the end of that pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vayemhu yeh al matzilas asos kares Hashem." The end of the pasuk says, "Vahuya asirois Beis Hashem kimizukim ofnei mizbeach." The pasuk says that even the bowls in the Beis HaMikdash, which were not mamash used for avodah, those will be just as gold, as chashiv, as expensive as the stuff used for zrika, because there'll be so much money in the Beis HaMikdash that even the siroys will be like the mizrakim. So it says, this will be the third shot where they're gonna give all the ganz klai Yisrael, all the money they collected, they're gonna give to the Beis HaMikdash the first half a day when they're collecting from the goyim all the things that they left all over, all the money, and they give to the Beis, we understand why they'll be so rich. But all the pshatim, if the pasuk is going on how Hashem's going to give Moshe Yerushalayim, or the second pshat was that the stuff they hung on the horses they're going to give to the Beis Mikdash, that's not so much. So how is it going to make the Beis Mikdash so rich? So the Gemara, it's a second, the pasuk is doing two different things. The beginning of the pasuk is talking about either Moshe Yerushalayim for your first shot, or second shot is going on the things they hung from the horse. But set number two is they're going to get rich also. Milsach Ritikama, the Ma'atri Yisrael, Misnadvi, Umaisi. Klai Yisrael will become rich, and they're going to donate their money to Beis HaMikdash. Bishlam Mandiram Biza, again, not a kasha. Bishlam for your first shot, for your third shot, that it means Biza, that they all the booty that they collected, they're going to give to the Beis HaMikdash. Heinrich Siv, that's why it says in the following pasuk that the end of that pasuk says, "Lo yeh kanani oid v'beis Hashem tzavaka yisrael mehu." It won't be a kanani anymore. It doesn't mean a kanani. Kanani means there won't be any soicher. They won't need a gizbar to do business with the money in the Beis HaMikdash. That means, let's say, you get jewelry. So you have to do business because the jewelry is a few little things that hang from the horse is not going to turn into all the things you need. So you have to do business with it. Or if you get money also, you got to do business with money in order to invest it and make it even more and buy other things. Yeah, you need a kanani. So but if you the third shot that biza means everything across the board. Basically, we'll have everything just by ganz klai Yisrael taking the things from the goyim. They're not going to be a Kanani. What's mean like a Kanani? And the Marshal speaks out that even if we said that Milsa Achriti, the Yidin become rich, but he says, Derech HaMesnadvim, to give money. If you need money, you're going to need Soichrim. You're going to have to buy things. Because people don't give, like, items. The Derech of the rich people give are going to give money. I read the Lashon is that you need people to buy things. So what's behind the pasuk saying you're not going to need a soicher anymore? Zok the Gemara, Amar Yirmiya, well, you don't read it, Leia Kanani won't be a soicher. It means, ain kan ani. There won't be any anius. There won't be anyone poor in the Beis HaMikdash because they're going to have so much money. That's how you read it. Leia Kanani means, ain kan ani. Now the Gemara interjects that we're assuming the word Kanani means a soicher. How do we know that? Kanani menolon the ikri tagger. How do you know Kanani means a businessman? So Gemara the Chassid, it says in the pasuk by Yehuda when he had his three children. This is before they married Tamar. It says in the pasuk by Yarshom Yehuda bas ish Kanani, and it says it was Shmoi Yeshua v'kachel v'yavi aleha. He married a bas ish Kanani. My Kanani, Ilay Mekanani Mamish, if it means a Mamish, a Kanani, a woman from Kanaan, Efsha Ba Avram, his is Yitzchak. Avram came and warned Yitzchak not take anyone from Kanani. And Ba Yitzchak, his is Yaakov. And Yitzchak also told Yaakov, you can't take a wife from the Kananim. Yehuda Azov and Asav. Yehuda goes and marries a Kanani. So it must be Elam Rashim Elokish Bas Gavra Tagra. It means a businessman. Not the Kanani as a Kanani from the Eretz Kanan. It means a businessman. The Chsiv, Kanan b'yodo mazayim mirma. It says in the Pasuk that a Kanan has in hand something to weigh. This is talking about weighing, things that are weighing, that he's cheating people. But you see, a Kanan means a seicher. But you say, mahacha asher secharel asarim kananel nechvi aretz. The seicher, the businessmen are ministers of kananel nechvi aretz. The chashv people are Kananim. So you see, a Kanan is a lashon of a tagra. Now, like once you have a subsukim, why need the first pasuk? I guess because you want a pasuk from the Torah that shows that ish kanani means a businessman. Well, the only problem is that there's a Rashi in Chumash that says, it brings down a medrash, that they did marry kananim. It says that the shvatim married kananim. The Rashi when it says they came down, the banos when they came down, the wives. Rashi says that there was kananim. So one pshat mashah is that medrash is arguing on Gemara. But the Blazim Mizrahi says, no, you're right. All the Shvatim marry Kananim, but Yehuda couldn't marry Kanani. Because Shani Yehuda, Shoye Melech, Vayisipek Beyod, Elisa Isha Me'ezah Umosh Yirza, so therefore, he, Dafka, didn't marry. He did like Avram Yitzhak, didn't want to marry Kanani, didn't want to let the kids marry Kanani. He didn't marry a Kanani, because he had the power in his hand to do it. But Mashal doesn't like that pshat of this Reim. Because he said, Mizrahi, because he says that maybe he was a melech for his brothers, but the whole world didn't know he was a melech. He said he sibeh v'yad, he get any wife he wants. The other people didn't recognize him as a melech, the other nations. So he definitely doesn't like the pshat so much. V'doch, gam sheho ye melech bein ochel, v'gav ye'aver z'chav, loy ha ye melech. V'oid, if he say that, k'suv v'nira, k'shenos yudah v'ashua, ho ye'acha ha'mekharos she Yosef. They already made him a Yismelech. So therefore, he doesn't like the pshat, and the Maisi holds Mechalikas in the Medrash that according to Rabbi Huda there, they didn't marry, the brothers did not marry Kananiyos, they married to Umois. And for the other man, they married the Kananiyos. So the Gemara Vayta, it says in the Pasuk, V'hoya Hashem l'melech al-kol oretz, V'yoy mahu yiyah Hashem echad u'shmoy echad. Famous Pasuk. It says, when Mashiach comes, Hashem will be melech al-kol oretz, and Hashem will be Hashem echad u'shmoy echad. Great thing. Otu idna lav echadu. Right now, he's not echad. Only also love will be echad. Yeah, there's a difference. Loika oil mazah, oil mabah. Oil mazah, abasura is toivais, amabarach atoivah metiv. So you see, there's two different koiches of Hashem in this world. You have the toivos, make a baruch, baruch toiv meitiv, and the ra'os, the baruch dynamis. So Yom Haba, kuloi hatoiv meitiv. Everything will be one shame, one bracha, hatoiv meitiv. Will be one bracha, just a toiv meitiv. Won't be in a dynamis anymore. La'asad lavad, because we'll see everything is good, everything we want, everything we toiv meitiv. What's a shmai echad? The only one name. My echad, otin lav shmai echad. Now is there one name? That's pshat in Yah Shem Echad. Means Hashem Echad be one bracha. What does Shmai Echad mean? Amar Nachman Yitzchak, Loiko Yamazel Amba. Oilam Azeh Nichtov Yudke, it's written, Hashem Zeh written Yudke, V'nikra Ava Alav Dalad, and you read it, Alav Dalad. That's how you read it. So there's two different names. There's the written name and the way you say it, the way you enunciate it. Everything will be one. Nikra b'yudke, v'nichtav b'yudke. You read it b'yudke, and it'll be written b'yudke, and you read it b'yudke. So Rava Mizra Pirka. Rava wanted a darshan about the shame yudke vavke. He wanted to explain the pshatim, how to say it over. Omlehu saba lo olam ksev. A pasuk in Parashat Shemois. It says, Zeh zichri lo oil, Zeh shmi lo oilam, Zeh zichri lo dar dar. And the word lo oilam doesn't have a vav. And lo olam means to... They to be secret. Then don't darshan it. But it says in pasuk. It says in pasuk. I'm la'olam k'siv. Ravina Rami k'siv zeh shmi la'olam. Says zeh shmi la'olam. Then it says, which means bahalama. Then it says zichri l'dar v'dar, which sounds like you're supposed to read it. So what's going on here? Amar kosh baruch hu loy kashen nichtav ani nikra nichtav ani biyud kei vavke, and that has to be secret la'olam. The nikra, the zichri is a shame adnus. The nikra ani ba'alef dalid. We read about Aleph Dalet, and that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. Yes, Shmi La'olam is the way it's written. That's the supposed to La'olam. It's supposed to hide that. And that's Zichru Darada. That's the way you read it. That's a shame. Adnes. Hadrin Allah, Elu Oivrim, Velina Edda. For those that finished it.